A new type of attack by foreign-backed militants claimed the lives of dozens of civilians in Aleppo. A rocket launched by the insurgents at Khan al-Asal area contained chemical and poisonous gas for the first time, injuring also tens of civilians and army personnel. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Maqdad spoke to media outlets, elaborating on the incident. In reply to a question by Press TV on the role played by governments supporting militants in this attack, al-Maqdad said previous allegations by such countries that Syria might use such weapons were aimed at helping armed men once they carry out such attacks, in accusing the government.
All these allegations are directed to help the armed terrorist groups once they launch their rockets. And this is exactly the scenario implemented today before the next Arab summit, before other international events, and to misinform the international public opinion. That those countries which have alleged that Syria may use such weapons, in fact, were preparing the grounds for the armed groups to launch today's attack.
Minister of Information Amran al-Zoubi held countries backing the armed men responsible for the genocide, asserting that whoever supported such attack should be punished.
Who paid the price of those weapons in Qatar or any other country and smuggled them to Syria is politically, legally and ethically responsible for this crime and should be punished, whether he was an emir or prime minister or anyone in the world.
Al-Zoubi affirmed that the insurgents' use of a chemical weapon proves as false some countries' allegations on supplying militants with only non-lethal weapons.
This shift in the types of weapons provided to armed men means that all the lies and allegations by some countries, mainly Qatar, Turkey, Britain, and France, on supporting armed terrorist groups with non-lethal weapons are just words said to media outlets.
The Syrian official said the attack is the first result of the decisions of the Arab League Council on the ministerial level, as this council gave the chance to Arab countries to arm militants. He also expressed Syria's right to act according to international law, saying it would file a lawsuit at international organizations against the countries that provided the armed opposition with internationally prohibited weapons.
The battle in Syria seems to be entering a new phase now that foreign-backed militants are using smuggled chemical weapons against the civilians. Syria blamed countries supporting the insurgents for the attack, saying such states do not only militarize them, but also plan and take decisions on their behalf. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.